But let's go first to the Child Sexual Abuse Royal Commission, where Cardinal George Pell is giving his second day of evidence from Rome via video link to the inquiry back in Australia. Australia's most senior Catholic continued to deny today that he had any knowledge of the actions of a paedophile priest when he was a priest in the Diocese of Ballarat in the 1970s. Cardinal Pell said he was deceived by the then Ballarat bishop, Ronald Malkerns. He also said Ridsdale's offending, once he did become aware of it, was a sad story, but was not of much interest to him. And he answered no when asked whether every priest has responsibility for the safety of children taken into the church's care. Samantha Donovan is following the hearings in Ballarat, where many survivors of clerical abuse and their supporters are also gathered. She joins us now. So, Sam, how did those in the room there with you react when the Cardinal said the Ridsdale case was not of much interest to him?
Well, there were quite a few groans of incredulity, Eleanor, and much shaking of heads. The people watching today at Ballarat have been quite a bit more animated today, and that's largely been because of Cardinal Pell's continual denials of knowing anything about Gerald Ridsdale's offending in the 70s and 80s, despite being taken to minutes of meetings he attended where it was decided to move Ridsdale, as well as the statements of various witnesses that they reported Ridsdale to Bishop Malkerns. So Council is assisting has created a picture that it's almost impossible that Cardinal Pell didn't know at the time. So people have been scoffing and laughing at some of his denials and tutting. But here's that one comment that sparked quite a response.
I didn't know whether it was common knowledge or whether it wasn't. It's a sad story and it wasn't of much interest to me.
That's the Cardinal there in Rome and the reaction in Ballarat. Sam, was the treatment of Ridsdale by the church the main focus of questions today?
Yes, Eleanor, he's faced quite persistent, relentless questioning about this morning. As the Commission has heard, Gerald Ridsdale, the notorious paedophile priest, was moved around the Ballarat Diocese by Bishop Ronald Malkerns in the 1970s and 80s. Essentially, Cardinal Pell has given evidence that as a priest in the diocese in the 70s and then as an advisor to Bishop Malkerns from 1977, he was unaware that Ridsdale was abusing children. He told the Commission that Bishop Malkerns deceived him by not telling him why Ridsdale was being moved on from parishes on an unusually regular basis. He's also rejected the suggestion that the priests of the diocese gossiped about Ridsdale and he would have known it because of that. Cardinal Pell said he accepted no responsibility for the moving of Ridsdale, and it's been clear from some of the questioning from Council Assisting and the Commission Chairman that the Commission's having difficulty accepting Cardinal Pell's insistence he didn't know about Ridsdale's offending. Cardinal Pell tried to explain why Bishop Malkerns wouldn't have passed on details of the allegations about Ridsdale.
Because he would realise that I didn't know and he did not want me to share in his culpability, and also I think he would not have wanted to mention it to me and at least some other members of the consultors, because we were at the very minimum we would have asked questions about the propriety of such a practice.
Well, what's wrong with that? That was your job, wasn't it?
I'm trying to explain why he didn't do it. Of course it was our job, and almost certainly it would have been done.
You see, you speak of the bishop's culpability. If we were to come to the view that you did know, you would be culpable too, wouldn't you?
That's correct.
That's Cardinal George Pell giving his evidence there. Sam, tell us a little more about Cardinal Pell's response to that question about whether every priest is responsible for the safety of children taken into church care.
Yes, in examining what priests in various parishes of the diocese knew about Ridsdale and what they did about it, the Cardinal's been questioned about that duty of a priest to protect children. Council Assisting suggested to him that all priests have a duty to protect children from abuse. But George Pell told the Commission priests have differing levels of responsibility. He said, for example, a parish priest has a higher duty towards a child in his parish compared to a priest in another parish. he did eventually acknowledge that all priests have some general level of responsibility. But he said it's a moral responsibility according to the priest's position. He was asked several times about who in the church is responsible for protecting children, and here are some of those exchanges.
It's a case, isn't it, within the church that every priest or ordained person is responsible for ensuring the safety of children who operate and are taken in by the church to be looked after?
No, that's much too general a statement.
Well, then
a parish priest has got
I'm sorry, Cardinal. Pardon? Continue.
A parish priest has got responsibilities primarily for his parish. A bishop has got primary responsibilities for what's happening in his diocese. He's got an entirely different and diminished level of responsibility for those areas outside his leadership and control.
Cardinal, should we understand you to be saying that every member of the church has a responsibility to do what they can to protect children?
I think I would agree with that.
And that is regardless of where that member of the church sits in the hierarchy of the church?
No, I think office bearers have greater responsibilities, and of course people can do something, and that depends on the role and position and location they have.
That's Cardinal George Pell giving his evidence there. Sam, what was the reaction from the survivors of clerical abuse and their supporters listening to the proceedings in the Ballarat Town Hall when the Cardinal gave that answer?
Well, again, Eleanor, sort of groans and head shaking. But as the evidence wore on this morning and Cardinal Pell gave repeated denials, people were more inclined to mutter comments or speak them quite loudly a couple of times. At one stage, two women walked out of the hearing room. They were just leaving. And as they walked past Cardinal Pell on the big screen, they said, we've got one message for you. And both gave the Cardinal on the big screen the finger. Another woman yelled out during Gail Furness's examination of the Cardinal, go get him, Gail. So, you know, as proceedings wore on, as I said, people became a little bit more outspoken.
Samantha Donovan, our reporter covering those Royal Commission hearings from Ballarat, thank you.